This is Vern Casper. Party Line was put on the air to give voice to problem solving in our community.
Talking local on WILO.
This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
Good morning. Welcome to a Tuesday edition of Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 1027. Party Line presented by TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Marshan's Window Tinting in Antioch. They stick it where the sun shines. IB Tech Community College, changing lives. Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big deals. Save money now on 24/7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com. And Clint and Carol, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. The online telecast you could watch right now at HoosierlandTV.com. That's brought to you by 51 West Event Center, the Farmers Bank, Shoop's Country Foods, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arborwood by Shoop's, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, the Community Foundation, serving Howard, Clinton, and Carroll Counties, Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding and Gutters, Witham Health Services, Town and Country Glass, and Ellis Jewelers. The phone number, if you would like to call in this morning, because we do have a special guest with us, is 765-659-3338, and we will get to it because I know she's a busy lady and has lots going on. We want to let everybody know we have Frankfort Mayor Judy Sheets with us this morning. Good morning, Mayor. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm fine. My throat's a little scratchy, but I'm going to give it my best.
Well, I totally understand. I'm kind of doing the same thing. It's that time of year, yeah. Isn't it?
It is. You just kind of fight this off and on the whole season.
So. You absolutely do. Well, I appreciate you getting in touch with us and wanting to come on and be transparent. If you could just go ahead and maybe explain to some of the listeners just hearing about this for the first time, about the statement that you put out recently and what is going on that has, again, gotten folks a little bit riled up.
Exactly. You know, and I've always said that I'll be transparent. If you need to know anything, I'll answer those questions for you. I'll be there to, you know, explain why maybe I feel the way I do or what's going on. But the statement that we put out yesterday was to get out in front of what could possibly happen here in Frankfort. We don't know. At the end of, I think it was last week, I got a phone call from logistics, and they said, well, they had already called two council members and my building services before they ever reached out to me. And so they finally reached out to me, and I had a long discussion with them, and I told them that we would only speak to the end user. We would not speak through logistics anymore. It has to be the end user, because, you know, as happened before, they would never say who the end user was, all these things. So I did hear from Data One. They're the ones that are interested in coming to Frankfort. And there's about 115 acres out by ConAgra. And then there's also another plat of about 45 acres and another one of 20-some acres. The 45 acres is owned by an individual, and the 25 is owned by Clinton County, even though it is in the city's limits. So there is a process that has to be followed, whether it would be Data One, you know, whoever wants to come in. There's a process that the city has. If they need zoning help, they would go before the BZA. If they have plans that they need to present and get approved, it would go through city plan. So two council members and myself sat down and had a conversation at one and explained to them there is a process. There's things that would have to happen. My intent with that going out was to let people know what is going on. Because as we all know, the other, whatever it was, 700 and some, 1,500, whatever it was, north of the railroad tracks out there, a lot of things were not made clear to the public. And I wanted the public to know that Data One is not giving up on this. They're going to come, and they're going to want to follow our process, I believe. They have not submitted anything or asked for any agreements, initiatives, abatements, none of those things. This was in the talking stages only. And, you know, I think there's one thing that I want people to understand is I cannot stop this by myself, nor can I approve it by myself. This is not under my job. It is a council that is going to do the council decision that's going to have to come before everyone to know about this if they want an abatement, if they have different, you know, like a pilot payment or anything like that. That would have to go before the full city council. There's seven members on there. The only time I might become involved in that is if there were a tie, then the mayor does break the tie under those situations. So, you know, I think they need to know that also that people that want to come in, they have to go to city plan or they have to go to BZA. These have to pass these commissions before they ever get, you know, beyond that. Right now, that land that they're wanting is zoned industrial. I'm trying to think. Logistics came, I think, April 23rd of last year. They asked for an exception through the BZA, and they were given an exception on that land for 1 year, and that soon will be coming up. So I'm sure that's probably what they're thinking as well. It's been a tough thing going for about the last year or so since this has all happened. And, you know, I think people just don't have a good understanding of how local government works and who's responsible for what. We have, you know, if people want to come in, they want to develop, we're all about economic development. But there are processes that have to be followed. There are, you know, procedures. There's, like, legal things that have to happen. None of that has happened. My only intent in that was to let people know this is a possibility. They're still interested in the city of Frankfort.
Yeah, I saw lots of folks that said, here we go again. You know, here we go. I think folks thought that with the previous vote as a no from the county commissioners, that this was kind of a done deal. And what you're just letting folks know is, hey, it's not. They're still trying to, you know, come and get, you know, get more information.
Mm-hmm. Yes, the city was not involved in any of the counties, you know, that acreage that they were trying to... They went through APC and all those different things. City's not involved in that. That's county property. So any decisions that were made at that level had no city elected or appointed officials involved in that. So, you know, I think that's what people don't understand. You know, they put some pretty hurtful things on social media and think that, you know, I'm stupid, oblivious, do I not listen to the citizens? That's the farthest from the truth. But I have to listen to both sides. That's what I was elected for, is to make good decisions for our citizens. And that's what I intend to do. Like I said, I just think people don't understand the process. They don't understand what has to happen. You know, I may never get the opportunity to have any vote on this. If there's not a tie, I would not vote on an abatement, you know, a pilot payment, any of those type things. That's not my job to do that. It goes to the council. The council weighs it out, and they make those decisions.
Frankfort Mayor Judy Sheets. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
But still, with that being said, just because, you know, the council won't give them an abatement or won't give them, you know, an exemption, that still doesn't mean that they wouldn't try to come here again. That's what I think people don't understand.
Sure.
I don't think they would without that.
Frankfort Mayor Judy Sheets is our guest on Party Line, and I just want to reiterate what Judy has already said at this point, is that she herself cannot stop the data center from coming. It is a city council decision with seven members, and the only way she would have a vote in this even is if there was a tie. So I just wanted to reiterate that. Judy, we do have a caller on the line. Caller, you're okay. On Party Line.
Thank you, and good morning.
Good morning.
I've heard that you said the 2026 budget is doable, and I believe it's just it's realistic to call it optimistic at best. So if this data center doesn't get approved or it fails to deliver the promised jobs or tax revenue, what budget cuts are you prepared to propose immediately to avoid drawing down the reserves?
You know, I think we're going to look at things that are not essential to keep the city going. We have to, of course, provide services, which is very important to me. There may be other areas that we would have to look at, that we would have to cut back. You know, right now there's a new bill, and I believe it's still in the House, that they are amending some of the things with that SEA 1. So my only hope is that they make amendments that will help us get through these struggling times. But I'm not guaranteed that. you know, so we're going to have to look at other things. And, you know, I have people that don't really understand that, you know, we do need the revenue to help us. We don't even know yet what that revenue would be. We don't know what cost that would be to the city or to our citizens. So there's other ways that we're going to have to look at revenues in the coming years.
Correct. So I guess that answers my question, but I guess my comment moving forward is I feel like the data center decision between everybody heavily relies on this bad budget for 2026, and so approving that would kind of balance it out more for the reserves. So that's just my thought on that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we knew that when this SEA 1 came through that we were going to have some decisions to make, that we were going to have struggles. We were going to have to look at different ways to fund, you know, different services, whether it's police, fire, street, or parks, whatever it may be. I mean, we're always looking at those things.
Okay, well, that's all I have for you. I hope you guys have a good day.
Thank you for calling. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Take care. Okay. We have another caller on the line. Okay. Caller, you're listening to Party Line.
Hi. My name is Venetia. I'm a Frankfort resident, and I was previously a fierce follower, I guess I should say, of the previous data center proposal at the county level. And so I wanted to first acknowledge that I appreciate the clarity in the mayor's statement. However, I did want to ask a couple of process questions, if that would be all right.
Okay.
Yeah, sure. So, Mayor Sheets, you had emphasized that the future conversations need to be directly between the city and Data One as the end user. I wanted to rein in kind of the understanding as everyone operates on an end user. So as it stands currently for Data One's development in Vineland, they are not the end user. So Data One contracts out to Nebius. Nebius then subsequently contracts out to Microsoft. Microsoft has openly acknowledged this information, and they've proposed a $1.7 billion investment in that Vineland project. So when we talk about negotiations and conversations with end user, and we place Data One as that entity, are we really understanding how the logistics of a data center work and who, at the end of the day, is the authority and can be held accountable when things, say, don't deliver?
So currently, Data One are the ones that are that we consider the end user right now. Now, what Data One does with that property or the data center or whatever, that could happen on down the road. Right now, all we know is that Data One is the end user at this point, but they could do other things with that.
Understood.
I think it's important that people understand it's not just a data center that they want to bring here. They want to bring a gigafarm, which is vertical planting, and then they also want to bring a precast.
Right. All of that was presented in the proposal that was given to the BZA for Clinton County, which I reviewed. So I appreciate that notation, so people who maybe haven't had the ability to review that documentation could have some knowledge about it. However, again, that's just a proposal. So I want to redirect. You had mentioned requiring both economic and environmental impact studies. That is currently also something that they're working on in Vineland. However, those things have been proposed to happen after development. Once those are proposed, would that be something that would be completed and publicly available before any type of development approvals are considered?
Yes. Once we work with them and I get those proposals, I've asked Data One to provide us with those reports and to make them known publicly so they know that when they give those to us, this is something we want to present to our citizens of Frankfort.
I appreciate
and,
that.
And, you know, a lot of this is to find out, is it worth it for this city for what, you know, financial and economic impact this will have for the citizens? Would it even be worth it for us? Do you know what I mean? If we're going to get a big abatements or big those type things, is it worth what we're going to lose? You know, will we gain over that amount? But like I said, we have absolutely no proposals. I have no agreements. I have no commitments, nothing. This was just, you know, a discussion on this is a process that would need to be followed.
I appreciate it, and I think I'll just ask my last question.
Okay.
If Data wants to move forward, will you confirm that no approvals could be granted until the city has direct commitments from the end user, completed and published impact studies, and that meaningful public engagement has happened at multiple stages of the project?
Absolutely. When I talked to them, that's what I told them. I said, we have to have public involvement. You know, whether it's 3 times during the process, whatever it takes, we have to have public involvement in this. I've asked them to provide us with the economic impact study, also with environmental study, and told them that it needs to be out there, it needs to be public, so that our citizens understand exactly what's going on.
Great. Well, I appreciate it.
Did that answer?
Yeah, it did. And I appreciate
okay.
your transparency and your willingness and openness to talk about it. So thank you very much. And
thank you.
I hope
you
have a great day. Yeah.
Thank you, caller. Thanks for calling
thank
in.
You.
Appreciate it. 659-3338 if you have questions or comments for Mayor Judy Sheets, now is the time to do that. Still some questions, I think. I want you to talk about your trip to New Jersey.
I didn't go.
I'm sorry. Did you say you did not go to New Jersey?
Yeah, she didn't go.
No.
I know she didn't go. I'm clarifying that. I'm using sarcasm to clarify that for everyone else.
Yeah.
That's exactly my point.
No.
I know I saw on Facebook, and I was just going through Facebook, so I was going to, that's why I was checking.
Yeah.
You didn't go to New Jersey. You were not on that trip.
No. I absolutely was not on that trip to New Jersey. At that time, I thought it would be of no benefit to me. I didn't know what we would gain from that. It's a completely different scenario out there. And it's my understanding it wasn't even up and going at that point. So I figured there's other ways that I can do my research, that I can dig into this, that I don't have to take a trip to New Jersey to find out. So
can you also address the pushing folks out of their homes that I saw on Facebook?
Okay, well, you mean here in Frankfurt?
Yes. For the data center.
So my understanding is, because I know some people that live out in that area, when they had that first meeting, I don't know if you remember, not at Iron Block, it was supposed to be kind of, I don't know, a meet and greet, whatever, for those people that lived in that area, most of them had not even been contacted yet about their property or if they were willing to buy it, at what cost, or any of those things. I have talked to a couple of people, and I think they've heard maybe 1 time from logistics, and that was it. And there was also Shook Realty that was involved in that, and that's kind of my understanding. Now, I don't know from a personal basis, but I do know what I've been told, that those people were not talked to or able to give them what they wanted for their property.
Frankfurt Mayor Judy Sheets is our guest on Party Line today, 659-3338. If you have questions or comments, we would love to hear from you. I feel like the mayor has been incredibly transparent and actually put this statement out prior to anything really happening. She's been contacted just finally now. I also want to make note that Casper Media, maybe some folks here are for it, but I know Russ was maybe kind of leaning towards it initially. I don't know that he still is. I can't speak for him, but there are others in the building that are not for it. So I just wanted to clarify that I think we're all still waiting to hear the same information that the mayor is waiting to hear as well.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but you can't make a decision without numbers or anything. And I appreciate your statement and the want and the need for transparency and the fact that there's no data. I mean, we're talking about a data center, and that's pretty sad when they're not offering any data. So,
you know, so,
go ahead.
Social media can be brutal.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Brutal. These people are saying things that are so false, that are not true. They think I'm oblivious to what people are saying. That's the farthest from the truth. But I want them to understand, when I hear these people that are against it, I've also got people in my ear saying, they're for it. This is going to be a benefit. This is how it's going to help the community. I'm elected to make the, you know, to be here for the best choice for our citizens. So I have to listen to both sides.
Well, what would be some of the benefits for the community?
I I think the big thing that people are looking at, of course, are the revenues, you know, because this size of a project, it could bring in, you know, tax dollars and there's going to be jobs. And but, you know, you have to weigh out, is that going to be worth it for the community versus what we're going to get for it?
And
you know, if we give them big abatements, if we give them big exemptions, that really, does that really benefit? You know, some people think it is. They think, well, if you don't even bring them in at all, then you're not going to have any income. But if you bring them in at a reduced income, at least you're getting something. Do you see what I'm saying to them?
Yeah,
if they come in at a 50% abatement, you know, over 5 years or whatever, that we're still collecting somewhat off of them, where if we just totally push them aside, we won't get anything. But is it, we have to weigh out, is it worth it for our community? And I do look at, I do know that people are very upset about this. I understand that. And I'm not going to tell you that I haven't had my times to be upset over this situation. Because at first when this all started, it was pretty touchy for me on what I felt. I'm not going to make a statement one way or the other. I'm still digging into what I need to know and what I think is going to be best for our community.
Well, now, Todd Corey has assured us, he was in studio here, and assured us that there would be plenty of water if a data center did come this way. Is that still the understanding that you have as well?
Absolutely. I still have that understanding that, you know, for that area right there, that we have sufficient utilities for them.
Okay. So you think that that part would be in place if, and we're not saying it is, if a data center eventually came to the area?
Yes. Todd Corey, we've had conversations, many conversations, and he feels like it's something that we would be able to do.
Okay. Anybody else have any questions for the mayor? 659-3338. This is your chance to ask questions. I have to give it to Mayor Sheets for contacting us and saying, hey, we need to talk about this. And I think that attributes to her transparency and wanting people to know what's going on. Of course, I am seeing several comments that people don't want them. But there's a couple folks in here that are like, why not? So I know you have your work cut out for you, ma'am.
Yes. And, you know, another thing I wanted to mention I forgot was not only would they have to go before city plan, they also, I believe, have to go through the drainage board and, let me think, drainage board and, oh, airport authority. So there's, you know, because it's in the area of the airport. So they have to get a clearance from the airport authority along with the drainage. So there is a process, you know, that is put in place. And like I said before, whether it's a data center or whether it's another, you know, industry out in the industrial park, whatever it is, there's a process. If you want an abatement, you have to petition for that abatement with the city council. That has to be approved. Many times they come in, they talk to the finance committee of the council, and then the council would make a recommendation off of the information that they have, like how many employees, average salaries, you know, the property, the worth of the property. And, you know, one thing I think that we need to look at as well, this company could come in and get state exemptions or abatements as well. So it's not like they're not going to get anything if they did. You know, they're just trying to get the most that they can. And I guess that's okay if that's what they need to know. So.
Yeah, I think that's one thing I've heard people, because the state is giving some abatements, that they don't want local to give abatements as well. If they're coming here, then, you know, you're already getting a state abatement. You know, pony up is kind of what I think people feel like.
Mm-hmm. Well, I feel like if we're important enough for them to want to come here and to be a part of this community, that they'll, you know, they would work with us to make sure that they weren't, what do I want to say, taking more of our tax dollars, you know, through abatements or that type thing, because that's how we survive. So if you give an abatement, if you give an incentive, you're cutting into our revenues. So we have to think about that.
Absolutely. So just to clarify, and I know we're getting close on time here, we're going to just have the mayor for a couple more minutes here, 659-3338. If you have questions or comments, now is your chance. And again, of course, I feel like the mayor's been very transparent. She does muffins with the mayor. You can call her office anytime. She's out and about in the community. And I continue to see folks also say, we need other things, other amenities. But I continue to ask the question, you know, we've had some of these amenities we've lost. We've lost our movie theater. We lost our bowling alley. You know, we have a chance to lose some of the other great things in our community if we aren't supporting those. Are people supporting those? And then that's up to the citizens to support those things. So, our downtown, we have lots of great shops, folks that help us bring this show to the community. I mean, think of all of those businesses that want you to shop and stay here. So if you want those things, we have to use those things.
Exactly. You know, Cindy, that's what I say so many times. Everybody wants all these things, but when we have them here, they don't support them. You know, and we have to support our local businesses, our small businesses, or they're not going to be able to survive. You know, people run to Lafayette or Indianapolis. That's one thing about Frankfort. We're right in the middle of all these, you know, areas around us that we can travel to in just a few minutes. So I think it's important that people continue to support our small businesses, you know, and to be a part of our community. And I'll tell you one thing that I did say the other day to the guy from Logistics is, I don't want what happened with the county situation to happen in the city. We have a great community, and the divisiveness is not good. And that's not what our community is about. We're a community. We care about each other. We love each other. And that's what we've got to do what's best for our community. Don't divide the community. Let's come together and make this work.
I agree with
you. Whatever that might be.
I agree with you wholeheartedly, ma'am, and I was disappointed to see some of the comments on Facebook. If you don't agree, that's great, but no name-calling is required or other things. I mean, Melissa and I don't agree every day, and we're dear friends, so I would just like for people to kind of take that avenue.
Yeah. You know, and like I said, I'm not oblivious to what happened. I'm not oblivious that, you know, a lot of the community is against this. I know that. I'm not, you know, they act like I'm dumb or I don't know what's going on or I'm not listening. That's not true. But I have people from both sides at me. Do you know what I mean? And
sure.
And sometimes the ones that are against it speak louder than the other ones. But, you know, I just think that what's important is that we do not let this divide our community. We don't even know where this is going. We have nothing in place right now outside of they know what it's going to take if they want to even come here with an application.
All right. And I just want to, if you're just joining us now and missed the beginning of this, we're speaking with Frankfort Mayor Judy Sheets on the possibility of hearing from Data One about, again, inquiring about a data center here in the community. And I just want to reaffirm here that the mayor cannot stop a data center from coming. That is a city council decision. It's seven members on the council. The only thing that she would have would be a vote in case there was a tie. It does still have to go through other organizations, city plan, drainage board, airport authority. The mayor has also stated that she would, in fact, have economic and environmental studies done prior to any of this happening. And so did I recap that correctly?
Yes. I mean, the only thing that I want to clarify is that they also, before it would ever, anything would go to city council or maybe in accordance with, is they go to city plan and they have to come with an economic development plan that has to be passed as well. What goes to the council would be more on the side of like abatements, exemptions, pilot payments, that type thing. But the city plan would be the next step for them, you know, to show their plan, what they're intending to do, if it follows all of our rules and regulations. And then also the drainage board and the airport authority.
Okay. And
A lot of steps.
All right. And I would also like to make note that Clinton County Commissioners President Jordan Brewer will be our guest on Friday. So if folks would like to call in and ask Jordan questions as well about the commissioner's side of this and about any of that, they're welcome to. That will be our guest on Friday. Judy, anything else that you would like to add this morning before we let you off the hook here?
I just want to say one other thing. I am not getting my pockets lined. I am not making one penny off of this at all. Never did I intend for that to happen, or was that ever anything that I would even consider. And, you know, that's one thing that I get accused of so much, and that just doesn't happen, and it won't happen. I guess I don't understand where people get that thinking that I'm getting something from it, because I'm not. That's not who I am. I just I'm just going to tell you, I'm disappointed in some of the things that people have said, and how they think that, you know, we're all government officials are, you know, trying to do things under the table. We're sneaky. We're all those things. I feel like I've been pretty transparent over my term, and I want people to know that I will continue that. They're always welcome to come to my office. They can call. They can set up a time to meet with me, whatever they want to do, because I love to talk about the city of Frankfort, and I don't hide anything. That's not who I am.
I've witnessed that. I mean, good grief, you can't even go out and eat a meal with your husband that you're not stopped by somebody and talking about business. So, I mean, I've seen that firsthand. So, yeah.
Well, Muffins with the Mayor will be coming up again, and that's another chance. And, of course, the mayor who comes on the radio and lets people call in, I mean, you have that opportunity to call in when the mayor is on as well. So,
yeah.
Mayor,
and
we
if
appreciate...
if I remember right, she's on the schedule for next Friday.
Yeah, she'll be coming back
for
here.
For regular time, yes.
All right. Yes. Mayor, thank you so much. We appreciate you. And, folks, if you have questions, you can contact the mayor's office. You can go to any of those events where she will be. You can talk to her then, and then we'll see what happens. I guess we're all kind of in a holding pattern now, correct?
Right. Yes, because we haven't heard any more. So.
All right. Frankfort Mayor Judy Sheets, thank you so much. We appreciate you calling in this morning.
You're welcome, and thank you for letting me come on today.
Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks. Bye-bye. You're listening to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7. We'll come back with Jill Garrison from the Frankfort Community Public Library after this.